Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I will share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, more empowered. These are the keys that I found that would help you achieve the success that you desire. And if you enjoy watching this, I encourage you to subscribe, so that way you'll get noticed every time we have a new show. Today, I wanted to talk about, you know, the times that you have gotten excited about driving change in your life. I'm sure if you're listening to this, that there's been several times that, you just like really want to drive a big change in your life. You could probably think of maybe a specific time, or you could have like lots and lots of times. You know, maybe you wanted to get in better shape, or there was an infomercial that caught your eye on Instagram or Facebook, and you click through it and it's like, yes, I'd like to attend that training course, or I need to download that program. Maybe it's even old kind of infomercial where you were watching it on TV late at night and you just saw that sales pitch and, oh, I need to have that in my life. Many times I have found you go to like a training class or a seminar and you spend a few days and you create these just gigantic action plans, or you get all excited and you're going to drive change in your life. Maybe it's a new year and you have a bunch of New Year's resolutions, or you start a new job and like this is now the time that you're going to drive change. As we think about our lives and all these kind of things that we go through where we're trying to drive improvement, it's almost like it never ends. Like, did we ever really accomplish that improvement? Why do we over and over and over again come up with these lists to drive improvement? We're always going after. I know we're good people, and I know that we're hardworking. And so if we're trying and trying over and over again to drive improvements, but it's not sticky, maybe we need to think about if there's a different way. A different way that we can have that success in our life. Because there's tons of courses out there. There's tons of coaches. There's all these seminars that you can go to. But if you really think about it, there's a poor track record on what they actually accomplish. Instead, we find ourselves just like wanting and wishing and hoping things are get better. But that's not what we want here at Courage to be Seen. I want to help you actually achieve that success that you desire. I want you to accomplish those goals that you set out. I don't want you to sit there waiting till next year, sit there looking on Instagram of, huh, should I try that course out? Should I go to that seminar? Should I spend more money? Maybe we could just think about things a little bit different. I don't need the next biggest action plan. I don't need this multi-step process. Maybe we could just see if there's a better way. So let's talk about some common scenarios that we see, right? So let's say you want to get into better shape. What do? You go buy new clothes. You sign up for a gym membership. You get all excited. You go to class. You work really hard. And that's week one. What happens many times in week two? You're so sore from week one, you don't do anything. You're lucky to get out of bed sometimes. And so then you spend week two and week three just recovering from week one. So all that motivation, all those great plans, just kind of go out the window. And then you're kind of wondering, do you even get started? Why should you even try again? It's like you have this big high and all this emotion and hard work, and then kind of nothing. It can be the same thing when you go to a conference. There's lots of emotion. You're all excited. I know, like, I've seen this when I've gone to like Tony Robbins conference. I mean, like, people are jumping around, and you just can't help but say, my life will definitely be different. But then it seems like many times, either two things happen after that seminar or conference. One, because you took 2-3 days, maybe a whole week with travel, and when you get back to your real life, you have all this like backlog of things, right? You have to catch up and try to get caught up on all this stuff that you left behind while you're at your conference. And then by the time you get caught up, you kind of forgot about that action plan that you're going to do anyway. You just get back into the routine because you're getting caught up and you didn't have time. Or you do maintain that momentum and you start working on that action plan and you just like go. And then you find yourself burned out and you just can't keep going. And so then you just stop. It is fascinating to know that 80% of the people that create New Year's resolutions give them up by February. That's really not that long of a time from the beginning of the year to February, and 80% are already abandoned. So you could think about it's almost the same way when you set up conferences or you take an infomercial or you set up a plan. You know, Einstein's quote, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if what I've been describing so far sounds familiar to you, sounds like typically the way that you go after trying to drive change in your life, maybe today's show is for you. Maybe it is time to think about, is there a different way that you should be looking at things? Because I still want you to be successful. I still want you to drive those improvements. But maybe just the way, the typically way that we go at it is not what works for you. And there's enough insanity in this world today. We don't need to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. It is a crazy time. That's probably why I'm talking about this now. You think about the war going on, COVID, and a recession and high gas prices. And there's just so much uncertainty today. It can be overwhelming. It's a time when the easy answer is to just stick your head in the sand for a while, like veg out on the couch and watch Netflix. Like, we know this time will pass. Maybe just trying to zone out for a while is the way that you plan to get through it. But I don't think that's a good plan. I don't think you want to achieve the success that you desire in life by just hoping and praying that we're going to get through this crazy stage right now. And then maybe one day in the future, you could work on those goals that you've always wanted, those dreams that you want to accomplish. We don't want that to be our default. Instead, take this time to now think about how we can drive improvement. It's the best time, actually. While there's the most uncertainty, is actually the time to take a chance and make some changes in your life. So as we go through this, I want you to think about, you know, something specific that you would like to drive, a goal or some improvement that you would like in your life. When you have that in your mind, as we go through some of these things, then you could be thinking about how you could apply it to what you want to achieve in your life. Don't listen to it all and say, yeah, I'm going to pick something later. Try to have something in mind in advance. That way, this is very personal. You can think about, yes, this is something I could do, because I'm going to give you multiple different things to try. That way you can pick by the end of the show, you can figure out which one actually will help you the most. I always say when you're thinking about goals for your life, you should think about, you know, what are your career goals? And it doesn't have to be an actual goal. It could be just something you want to improve on in your career. Either step up in your job. Maybe you want to improve how you do presentations. It could be a very particular thing in your career. Maybe it's a health-related goal, a financial goal. something with your friends, family, your network. That's one thing I think we all could use some improvement on after the last couple of years of COVID, because we've been too isolated, and sometimes our networks aren't as strong as they used to be. We just haven't spent enough time seeing people. Maybe that's where you want to strengthen. It also could be just general personal growth, anything that you have. But I always think of those five topics and think everyone should have some kind of goal or improvement in mind. And then you'll kind of have that well-rounded improvement in all your life. Now, if you still don't know, have any idea in mind, it's always interesting. You know, the top 10 New Year's resolution categories are always pretty much the same, and you can pick one. It is around diet or eating healthy, exercise, losing weight, saving more and spending less, trying to start a new skill or hobby, quit smoking, reading more, find another job, drink less alcohol, or spend more time with family and friends. If you research this long enough, you'll find out those top things tend to be the goals that people want in one way or another. So if you don't have something specific, pick one of those. The chances one of them identifies some area of your life that you'd like to work on. So the common issue that we have, why we have this insanity of we set these goals and we have all this motivation, but we don't achieve it, many times is it's like maybe just too extreme of a plan. It's not sustainable. It's not something that you can fit into your life. It's hard to keep that momentum because it takes a long time for some of these goals to be accomplished. And how do you just keep going? Maybe some of the things are having to overcome some habits that you have. Overcoming your own habits are hard. And lastly, I would say sometimes life just gets in the way. I know that shouldn't be an excuse, but we have a lot going on in our life. And sometimes the priorities that we have, you know, like as a mother and taking care of your kids, you just have to do it. Maybe you're struggling with time. Maybe there's all these kind of things that just get in that way. So instead of the traditional, let's set a plan, let's set the goals and milestones, let's see if you accomplish them, let's review it, let's adjust the plan. We're going to put that aside for today, because I want to give you some new tools and techniques that you can think about and use them to make some of the improvements, and starting right now. The first one I like to think of as 1% better. One of the most powerful forces in the universe is the power of compounding. You can read about this, you can study it. A lot of people will say it, especially with financial goals. If you're trying to save up for retirement, I think that's kind of the easiest, and it's a great way to talk about it if you're not sure about what I'm talking about, compounding. But let's say you have $100 and you earn 10% interest on it. So that means at the end of the year, you'll have $110. Well, the next year, as you earn interest, you won't have $120. You actually will earn $11 of interest because you also earn interest on that $10. You actually have $121. And then another year goes by and you'll have $133.10. So the difference of compounding is rather than $130 after 3 years, you have $133.10. And you might say that $3.10, is that really that big of a deal? But it is when you look at over the course of enough time, that adds up significantly. Another example, just to show how significant this can be, is if you have $1 and each year you double it. So on year two, you have $2. And on year three, then you have $4. And the year four, you have $8. I think you can kind of understand this math. At 20 years, you have $1,048,576. It's crazy to think about at some point that compounding makes a big, big difference, even though at the beginning it doesn't seem very much. So how can we use this for you to accomplish some of your goals? The 1% better is really good when you want to accomplish something that just seems really big. You can think about like climbing that mountain. Maybe the goal is so big, you're not really sure how to even attack it. It just seems really big. So instead of focusing on how to create a plan, how you can get all the way up the mountain and everything that you might have to do along the way, think about, is there something that you can do to just get 1% better today? So let's say you are trying to do that presentation at work, and maybe you've identified 12 different things that you really could work on. And that can be overwhelming, and how to keep track of all these kinds of things. Instead, pick something, get 1% better. 1%'s not a lot. We're not asking you to get twice as good, just 1% better today. That seems a little bit more manageable. Then tomorrow, can you get 1% better again? Just pick something that's a little bit better. And if you continually focus on getting 1% better, over a course of time, you'll be amazed how high you've climbed up towards that mountain. And you never had to focus on what's the actual path all the way up the mountain. You just had to focus on being a little bit better today than you were yesterday. And do that over and over and over again. What are some kind of things, you know, that you could do with that in addition to like trying to do a better presentation? You know, maybe if that, you just focus on the intro. Maybe you just focus on having an outline and actually following it, getting to the end, staying on time. Like you just pick one thing and get better at that. Maybe you focus on taking and just change up one thing in your life, like picking an apple for your snack rather than a chocolate bar. It doesn't seem that big, but over and over again, it will add up to be really, really big. The second thing I'm going to call focus on the 1 to 3 key things. Too often, when we put these big plans together, we have lots of things that we want to accomplish, lots of steps. Instead, I want you to think about what are those key 1 to 3 things. When you put your goals and objectives together for the year, how long is your list? Is it like 20 things? Like, too often, we just try to think we're going to accomplish so many things, rather than focus on what's those key things that you should look at right now. Now, let's say you have 20 things. The problem is, it's probably all good things. And like, it's our human nature. We don't like to say, I'm not going to do something. So maybe I like to just leave it on the list, even if I probably know I'm not gonna work on it. Or maybe I'm just gonna work on it a little bit. I recommend you just take it off. Let's focus on just those key things. That way, it's not so overwhelming. You don't have to do just that much significant work. We're just going to focus on those key things. Now, this can be hard. And so one thing that I can suggest you to do when you have this big list of things and you're trying to figure out how to prioritize it, just take that list and see if you can divide it into two lists. Kind of a priority A list and a priority B list. No matter how long it is, let's say you have that 20 things, split it 10 and 10. The priority A is a little bit higher priority than priority B, but it's really in two lists. Take list B and put it away for now. We can pull those things back later, but now you have a list of 10. Then I want you to take that new list and split it once again into two lists. A priority A and a priority B. Keep doing this until you get down to that 1 to 3 things that are the highest priority. It gets harder and harder, but if every time you're having to cut that list in half, you're having to make the decisions now on a smaller set. What do you want to focus on now? After you finish something, you can absolutely pull something from those other lists back to start working on or take a look at. But for now, let's just pick out what are those key things. We recently have started to talk about employee survey results. And we got great responses and a lot of things that we could do to drive improvement in our organization. It is incredibly easy to make a gigantic list of things because there's so many good ideas. The best thing that we can do, though, to drive improvement is pick out those top 2 to 3 things. Focus on them. Do a great job. Drive improvement there. Then pick something new. Don't try to be driving 20 things. It's just too hard. It's too overwhelming. And you're going to go back to those old habits where you get started and you just don't maintain the momentum. The next thing is I want you to focus on trying to start small and then build. Sometimes you know what you need to do, but when you think about it, it's just too overwhelming. It's just too hard to really think, I got to get started just knowing how big of a task you're trying to take on. So instead of getting overwhelming and think about the task at hand, figure out if there's a way that you could start something small. So let's say that you want to run a marathon. You can go out and study, and you can download running plans. Sometimes even having these broken down running plans can just be overwhelming to get started. I heard someone suggest one time, what if all you had to do today to get started in your goal of working out was to get dressed to work out? It's pretty hard to say that you can't do that. I'm going to just put my gym clothes on today. That's success for today. And then maybe tomorrow I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to actually drive to the gym. That seems pretty easy too, and pretty hard for you to say, I can't accomplish that. Yeah, I still can't accomplish that plan to kind of get to a marathon, but I could get dressed and drive to the gym. I could get dressed and maybe run to the end of the block. That's the whole key, is you have to start small enough that there's no way you can make an excuse that you can't do it. If you can come up with an excuse why you can't do that today, then it's too big. Maybe you want to go travel and it's getting overwhelmed to plan the trip. So what if today's action was to buy a book on the destination? Maybe the goal for today would be to see if I can join a Facebook group where people talk about that trip. So find a small enough thing that you can't say that you can't do it. Another thing is put things on autopilot. So let's say you want to do a financial goal. Is there any way that you can, many investment places have this, that you put in how much you want to save today and it automatically increases for the future? So you don't have to think about it. You can do the same thing with trying to find ways to save time by filtering your email or putting things on your calendar, like in advance. Put things on autopilot. That will free up your mind from having to think about things, and it'll save you time. Another thing that is really good if you want to accomplish something and it's just like you can't seem to get traction, maybe meet in the middle. Is there a way you can get halfway there? Maybe it's just too big and you're not going to move forward, but at least if you can make progress there, that might be a good thing. Don't let perfect stop progress. Even something forward is better than not starting at all. Doesn't matter if you want to save money and you can't get all the way there, but you could get half of it there. Maybe it is you want to work out, and rather than going 5 or 6 days to the gym, you can go 2 to 3. It's better to do something to move forward. I can even say it can work in terms of projects that we want to hire like 4 people. But even if we get 2, it's better than nothing. And the last thing I want to leave you with when you want to drive improvement is the concept of habit stacking. You know, there's studies that show people that take medicine twice a day are the most compliant. They hardly miss taking their medicine. We do lots of things twice a day. We get up, we go to sleep. right? Each time we brush our teeth. So if you take your medicine, like when you brush your teeth, the chances you're not going to forget it. If you can find the improvements you want to make and put them next to something you already do, it's much easier for you to stick with it and keep that motivation. So something around your meals, because you eat every day. While you're driving, is there something like if you want to do self-learning, you can listen to podcasts or books online. That will help you because you already do that every day. When you park, can you park farther away? So you have to walk. Maybe you want to call somebody and strengthen that network while you're driving. Find habits that you do and put the things that you want to improve in your life at the same time, and you'll have that motivation so you keep going. So a summary of what we covered today, if you can focus on trying to be 1% better, just that little bit each day, or focus on 1 to 3 key things rather than everything that you want to accomplish. Let's just focus on that 1 to 3 key things. Remember, smart, start small and then build. And then that way you don't have to worry about planning out everything in advance. Put things on autopilot wherever you can. If you can't get to where you really want, is there a way you can meet in the middle? At least get started. Don't let perfection stop some progress from being made. And lastly, look into habit stacking. And can you put the things that you want to do to improve yourself right along with things that you have habits today? So that way it's easy to keep the motivation as you go forward. We can only be ourselves. And I have found by embracing who you really are and being authentic and having that courage to be seen, I have been much happier and accomplished a lot more in my life. I'm hoping these key tips and tools and techniques will help you also achieve that in your life. I invite you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. There you can find out my contact information. And I'd love to hear about you from you and what you think of this show and what you'd like me to talk about in the future. So until then, I'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.